U.S. Supreme Court nominations are, rightly, the stuff of big-time news. Picks for New York State's highest court, not so much. But the next chief judge of New York's Court of Appeals will reshape the entire state justice system and therefore affect all of us New Yorkers. A lot at stake in Governor Kathy Hochul's choice for chief judge on today's Story of the Day.
Story of the Day is supported by Kenny Drugs, employee-owned and locally committed since 1903. KennyDrugs.com.
Hey, I'm David Summerstein. It's Thursday, December 1st. First up, Tupper Lake will get about $5 million in state funds to build more housing in the village. The money is part of its $10 million downtown revitalization grant. Emily Russell was in Tupper Lake yesterday for the announcement and has our story.
While it was cold and rainy outside on Wednesday, inside the Tupper Lake Center for the Arts, it was cozy and packed with people. They were there to hear which projects would be funded by the $10 million downtown revitalization grant. Secretary of State Robert Rodriguez traveled to Tupper to announce the top projects.
This is not the state of New York telling Tupper Lake what we think is the best thing for your community. Not at all. This is a community-based planning process where we work with you to figure out what the community wants and where that funding should go.
More than half of that funding is going to housing. About $4.5 million was awarded specifically to renovate the old Oval Wood Dish Factory. That factory has largely been vacant for decades. The first part of the plan is to build 70 apartment units there, as well as a fitness center and a retail space on the first floor. Tupper Lake Mayor Paul Maroon says the project will help address the housing crisis across the Tri-Lakes.
Lake Placid has problems. Saranac Lake has problems. We're talking 70 units plus townhouses that are going to free up homes for sale, and it's going to allow people who want to work in this area to have a place to live.
The second part of the OWD renovation plan includes an additional 76 affordable housing units aimed at the workforce. There's also going to be a co-working space there. Beyond the OWD factory, there's also $750,000 to help renovate three multifamily buildings in Tupper Lake. Melissa McManus is the director of community development for the village. She says this overall investment of more than $5 million for housing in Tupper is essential to the local economy.
SunMel, our major employer, has 70 vacancies at any given time. People cannot find a place to live that's close enough. Our tourism businesses, our construction businesses, they're all desperate for labor. So now we're going to have housing for people.
That, of course, will take years to come to fruition, and millions more in private investment. Additional projects that received DRI funding in Tupper Lake were streetscape renovations, space for two local breweries, and a mini golf course. Emily Russell, North Country Public Radio, Tupper Lake.
Governor Kathy Hochul has until the start of the winter holidays to make her mark on New York's highest court, the Court of Appeals, by choosing a new chief judge. As Karen DeWitt reports, a coalition of criminal justice advocates wants Hochul to pick someone who has a background in fighting for the state's most vulnerable people.
Former Chief Judge Janet DeFiore resigned in August amid an ethics investigation. In New York, the governor picks from a list of candidates from a judicial nominating commission to replace the chief judge. The seven names include the current acting chief judge, Anthony Cannataro. He, if chosen, would be the first openly gay chief judge in New York's history. Others on the list include Jeffrey Oing, a mid-level appeals court judge who could become the first Asian American to lead the court, and Alicia Ouellette, the dean of Albany Law School, who has a background in disability rights. Governor Hochul, speaking for the first time since she received the list of names on Thanksgiving Eve, says she wants to appoint an exceptional person.
I want someone who can do a number of things. You know, make us proud. Let the rest of the nation know that we are looking for the caliber of individual that can be tapped for the Supreme Court someday.
Hochul says she's also looking for someone with administrative experience who can help revive a vast and complicated court system and deal with backlogs after the courts were shuttered during the pandemic.
This chief judge has to have the experience and the ability to bring back a system that has been shuttered almost and start doing that, because that has a collateral impact on criminal justice. When people who've been accused of crimes do not get their day in court, either they're found innocent and they're back, or they're found guilty and they receive the consequences. That hasn't worked in the way it's supposed to for the last 2.5 years.
The governor, though, is not tipping her hand over which name she favors. 135 criminal justice and civil rights organizations are weighing in. They say the court's track record under appointments by former Governor Andrew Cuomo leans conservative, with judges often siding with prosecutors or government and choosing to hear fewer cases that could have set precedents in defendants' rights cases. Peter Martin is with the Center for Community Alternatives, a group that works with communities disproportionately affected by incarceration.
This court right now is really unacceptably biased in favor of the prosecution, the government, and that needs to change.
Martin says just 3 of the 7 people on the list would help balance out the court. They include Corey Stoughton, a longtime civil rights attorney who's worked for the Legal Aid Society, Judge Edwina Richardson Mendelson, a judge on the Court of Claims. She oversaw anti-discrimination policies under DeFiore and would be the first African-American woman to lead the court, and Abby Gluck, a professor of law and medicine at Yale, who was part of President Biden's COVID response team. After Hochul picks someone, the state Senate has to confirm the governor's choice. Martin says if Hochul chooses someone they don't believe would counterbalance the court, the groups plan to lobby progressive-leaning state senators to vote against the governor's pick.
Members of the Senate have responsibility to their constituents. We hope and we trust that Governor Hochul will nominate someone really excellent. But if she doesn't, we're going to be calling on senators to do what's right by their constituents and what's right by all New Yorkers, and voting no on an unacceptable nominee.
According to the rules, Hochul will announce her choice between December 8th and December 23rd. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.
One bonus story for all you bowlers out there. If you like to bowl and you find yourself in northern Lewis County, you might enjoy bowling at Harrisville Lanes. Lucy Grinden met the guy who maintains the pin setting equipment there and produced this herd up north.
My name's Donnie. I'm from Oswegatchie, New York. I'm the mechanic here, and I'm working on the ball lift entry point. I got to get up now. I got to go down back to get a hammer. So I'm going to take you down and let you look at those machines. I worked for this company, Brunswick, back in the 70s, almost 10 years. Oh, I started out chasing the pins, which means I'm down back when the leagues are bowling. Ball return on 6, Donnie, or respot the 7 pin, and that's how I started. Come on over here.
Okay.
The ball comes onto that ball wheel I just showed you.
Yeah.
It comes up and goes around and goes to that belt. That shoots the ball anywhere from 75 miles an hour to 95 miles an hour back up front. Yeah, I worked in centers that had 116 lanes straight, 52 lanes straight. I used to use a skateboard down the back to get down the 116 lanes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Do you bowl?
I do.
What?
I've been bowling all my life. I even had a bowling team for Watertown, high school. And I've been on the bowling team. Yeah, and that's how we got started, and been bowling ever since. My team's called the Brush Hogs, but we're dead last. That's how good we are. So many things I could tell you. Oh my goodness! But I gotta get that lane done before tonight. So there she is.
That was Donnie, who keeps the machines at the bowling alley in Harrisville humming along. Lucy Grinden produced this herd up north. So alert listener Kathy Clark heard Donnie on Northern Light the other morning and thought, hey, how about this follow-up?
It occurred to me that maybe you can find someone in the area who worked as a pin setter so many years ago before the automation.
How about it? Anyone know a pre-automation bowling alley pin setter out there? Email me, david@ncpr.org. Music today by Jared Stephen Doyle of Potsdam and Ben Sharon of Watertown. I'm David Summerstein, North Country Public Radio.